But we can turn it around, and we can turn it around by saying, stop, rewind, let's take that again more slowly. And I'm talking about applying that concept to what's happening in California with Proposition 23. Can't talk about it enough. Looks like hopefully it will be defeated, but we cannot be certain, cannot get overly confident here. We'll know the outcome in a week, of course, after the election. Proposition 23, if you don't know, aims to suspend the landmark global warming law here in the Golden Green State, and that would be turning around AB 32. I remember that was passed back in 2006, and it was landmark. It was just lauded by everyone concerned about our environment. The bill was signed at the Golden Gate Bridge here in San Francisco, and I was thrilled to be there. And it ensures the innovation and development of clean energy solutions such as solar and electric cars. And someone who was concerned about the funding, follow the money, follow the oil money in this case, the funding behind Prop 23, decided to do something about it. And I am thrilled to introduce to the Green Front Joel Francis. He is a senior from California State University, Los Angeles, so continuing on our green education theme for this program. He's also a former Marine, and he's a debate team veteran, so perfect person to pose a debate challenge, first in letter, by letter, and then in person, to the head of Koch Industries, the CEO, Charles Koch. And I understand Joel traveled from Los Angeles, not to Texas, where I assume the Koch brothers would probably be based, but actually in Kansas, Wichita, in fact. Welcome to the Green Front, Joel.
Hello.
Hi. So tell us, what made you decide to bring this guy out of the darkness, out of the shadows, and pull the curtain back and say, who are you, and what do you actually stand for?
I think it's very important that we expose him for exactly what he's doing. He doesn't even live in the state of California, but he's bankrolling a proposition that affects not only students like me, but others that are hoping to find jobs in the clean economy. California can lead the way, not only just here in California, but across the nation, and it's very important that we get this clean economy going. And he's trying to stop it and make sure that he can keep his interests going, the slick interests of the oil industry.
And they put, slick indeed. About $1 million went into 23 that we know of for sure?
Yes, $1 million of Mr. Koch's funding. He's the third largest supporter of the proposition.
And, of course, that money comes from oil, that is.
Most definitely. And yet he's putting his money where his mouth is, and he's not saying anything. I issued that debate challenge so he'd have the opportunity to defend himself and speak to millions of young Californians like myself who are interested in this clean economy.
And what happened when you issued that debate challenge?
Well, it was last week, Thursday, that a public service announcement went out, and it went viral, and it got picked up by plenty of news agencies, the New York Times, LA Weekly, Business Week, Forbes, and when it got picked up, it just picked up this kind of speed, and we knew for a fact that Charles Koch had heard it when we showed up on his doorstep on Tuesday. I told him if he didn't respond to me by Tuesday that I'd be there in Wichita, Kansas, so we made the trip. We were in front of Koch Industries, and we knew that he had heard about the debate challenge because he had the front door heavily guarded, and he also had a representative there prepared to meet me and make sure that we didn't come too far onto the premises.
I'll bet they were prepared and had plenty of security. So did they say anything to you?
Oh, most definitely. They said that because we didn't have any professional business there that we can make sure that we find our way back to the easement of the property. They made sure that we couldn't get in. We asked them if they had any comment from Mr. Koch or if the representative had any comment to share on behalf of the company, and he said that he didn't. But the fact that that representative was there and the security was there verified that he got the challenge, and he still chooses not to speak to Californians about his bankrolling of the proposition.
No professional business there. You could say, I'm here on behalf of the planet and the people here.
Exactly.
Professional. So what are you going to do next now that he didn't meet the challenge? And we have some great ads, by the way, running here. I love them. Don't mess with California. San Francisco Mayor Gavin Newsom doing one of them. And there's a lot of people just really outraged, if nothing else, by the fact that this is California's legislation and Texas oil money is coming in to try to overturn this landmark legislation that has been lauded already for, you know, really requiring communities and businesses to look at how can we begin to reduce our CO2 emissions. Finally, there's reason, there's teeth in legislation that will make all of us, you know, quantify and be creative and innovating, you know, how we're going to get to these goals. that AB 32 purports.
Mm-hmm. AB 32 is a landmark deal here, not only here for California but also for the world. There's over 100 economists throughout California and around the world that say that Prop 23 is an economic danger not only for California but the world over, because the green economy is something that we need to move towards. The clean economy is something that not only could hopefully employ students like myself, but it also impacts the air quality. I mean, here in Los Angeles, we see it every day. The smog here is world-renowned. Even people that haven't been to Los Angeles hear about the smog and the air quality here in Los Angeles. And we're directly impacted by companies like Koch Industries that are attempting to brainwash voters in California to think it's something completely different than what it is. To roll back on AB 32 is not only threatening for students like myself and our job opportunities, but it's threatening the future of every single human that's walking this planet. So it's really important that we spread the word and make sure that every single voter, when they go to the polls in California on November 2nd, they vote no on Prop 23.
Well, we had a local initiative here in Marin County. I don't know if you heard about it, but it was, despite PG&E outspending by far the Marin Clean Energy proposal, PG&E lost their effort, and we now have the option to buy into a cleaner energy grid. And we're, I'm happy to say, among the residents who switched over to that, you pay a few more dollars. But that was really a victory for the little guy, a victory for the cause. And PG&E backed down and now is being a little greener in its public funding of various issues. And of course, they are, you know, billing themselves as the greenest utility in the land, have been for several years, and so that really, you know, went against their PR campaign. So hopefully this will be another case where, just because it's outspent, the good cause will not get overturned. And, you know, as California goes, we like to say and think, so goes the rest of the nation. So isn't it true that the rest of the country is watching to see what happens here? And if we lose our ground and our traction, won't it allow other, you know, states and municipalities to say, well, it didn't fly in, you know, the greenest state in the land, so what makes us think, A, that we can be successful in trying to be innovative, and maybe it doesn't matter. Maybe climate change isn't really a problem.
You're absolutely correct. There are so many other states that are looking to see exactly what's going to happen with Proposition 23. And if it does, hopefully, I pray that it doesn't pass. I pray that every voter gets out there and votes no, because other states are, exactly like you're saying, watching this and waiting to see exactly what's going to happen and see if this clean economy that's just getting started off here in California will be successful. And Proposition 23 stands directly in the face of that. Proposition 23 puts at risk $10 billion into the clean economy sector in California. It puts at risk over 500,000 jobs in the clean economy sector, solar and electric, as you had stated earlier. There's so many things that are at risk with this proposition, and the money that Mr. Koch had put forward, it's serving to brainwash Californians into thinking that the proposition is going to do something else than what it really will do. And that's why I'm trying to get the word out. That's why I believe it's so important to call him out and get him to actually step up for everything that he's purporting out here in California when he's not even a citizen here. He just wants to make money. That's all he wants to do, and I find that very threatening. So that's the reason why I made that trip to Wichita, Kansas.
And, of course, he's not alone in funding this proposition. Valero and Tesoro also throwing in millions.
Yes, millions and millions of dollars. Charles Koch actually falls third behind Valero and Tesoro.
So follow the money. I mean, it's all coming from the oil industry that is dedicated to protecting the status quo as the storms swirl and the floods rage. And just in this morning's paper alone, I mentioned it at the top of the program, they're saying the storm that swept through the Midwest, among the top five ever recorded in this country. There's another article about how climate change is threatening parks in this state and elsewhere around the country. I mean, climate change is here. It's real. Spoke to the president of the Maldives Islands a couple of weeks ago, who was just having Sungevity install solar panels on the presidential home, and he asked me to tell America to get a grip on climate change reality. And after this perfect storm we had this summer of not only record heat and fires in Russia and fire storms in Russia, but also the epic flooding in Pakistan and the Gulf oil kill, you'd think that would make people wake up and, as I say, smell the CO2. Do you think Californians will do the right thing next Tuesday?
I pray that they do. It's really important that we get out and vote no on 23. I mean, even if you don't believe in greenhouse gases, even if you don't believe in global warming, there are two very big reasons why you should definitely vote no on Prop 23. One of the reasons is that Prop 23 will increase our dependence on fossil fuels. Increasing our dependence on fossil fuels is related to our national security. We're overseas always inhabiting other countries and encouraging extremists to come over here and try and repeat events like 9/11. I was in the Marine Corps when that happened, and it was surreal to see that on TV while I was overseas. And I would hate for another event like that to happen. It was cataclysmic to me. It made my heart stop, and I still have trouble, you know, when I visualize the event till this day. Even if you don't believe in global warming, something like that is something that we cannot stand. Increasing our dependence on foreign fuel opens our borders to these type of events, you know? So it's important that we find alternative ways to make sure that we power not only California but the world.
It's patriotic.
And then the second reason, of course.
Sorry, I mean, it's patriotic to support AB 32 and not 23. So there really is something for everyone in this, you know, landmark legislation that they're trying to overturn. And you point out another irony and hypocrisy, really, and that's that, you know, Mr. Koch, who is heavily funding the Tea Party as well, is someone who has spent three decades and hundreds of millions of dollars purportedly funding groups that advocate for personal responsibility and accountability, when, in fact, he's not exhibiting that himself.
Absolutely. I mean, this guy is bankrolling not just the proposition, but he's bankrolled things for years that are in his own particular interests and not in the health-conscious, green-conscious, clean economy-building conscious interests of Californians, of the U.S. over. He's used his money for all of these years to try and defeat anything that has to do with clean energy, and it's important to expose him for exactly what he's doing.
I agree, and I'm so glad that you're doing that, and you've got a lot of company, but yours made news certainly offering a, you know, debate challenge. And anyone who won't debate and is just, you know, heavily funding something, you have to wonder. You have to be suspicious. Not that, you know, it's not pretty clear already, but that's always a great way to approach it.
Oh, yes, it's definitely pretty clear, and we're trying to make sure that more and more people see that instead of the brainwashing commercials that he's paid for.
In this case, it's put your mouth where your money is.
Exactly.
And so any next steps between now and Tuesday?
We're pretty much doing anything we can to get the word out, and I appreciate you taking time and actually getting us on your show so that we can spread the word as far as wide as possible, because this is not just legislation that's important in California, but it's going to be important throughout the United States and throughout the world. So hopefully California can lead the way in expanding this clean economy and show the world that we don't have to be dependent on fossil fuels any longer.
Well, Joel, you're a very dedicated and devoted and smart young man, and I appreciate your efforts. And I understand you've been active on your campus with starting a recycling program. You were student body president at Cal State University, LA. You're showing true leadership in the best possible way. You also spent some time in the Marine Corps, a few more minutes, and I wonder if you could tell us if that experience impacted your green leaning.
It definitely did. I have to be honest. When I first got out of high school, I believed in global warming at that particular point, but I was nowhere near as active as I am today. I didn't really know as much, but being part of the Marine Corps and serving and meeting, you know, people from all different walks of life, and then seeing how we actually get involved overseas, how we actually interface with these other countries and create enemies all over this, all over the need for oil, the dependence on oil, and seeing this and then, you know, building up until the event that I saw when I was over in Japan, it was horrifying to see that happen. I was sitting in the common area for the barracks, and a Marine ran into the room. We were watching some overseas programming. The Marine Corps Marine ran into the room, and he said, you guys need to watch this on TV. You won't believe what's happening. And we turned the channel, and we tuned into the U.S. news and saw this happening on TV. And it was, I felt like as if I was watching a movie.
I know that feeling.
Everything just paused as you saw smoke barreling out of the Twin Towers. And it was horrifying. And at that moment, it made me seek a little bit deeper and try to find the truth under the reasons why we actually are overseas and why we are actually doing what we do. The Marine Corps and I enjoyed serving my country and making sure that not only my life and my family's life, but those of everyone here in the U.S. are definitely safe. But we have to question some of the reasons why we actually are overseas and why these extremists are coming over to our country and making their presence felt. It's kind of funny when we actually dig for the truth, and it's crazy sometimes what we actually find.
And yes, thanks for noting another tragic irony. When the Gulf War broke out, when we invaded Iraq, there were all these giant SUVs that said "Save our troops, God bless our troops," and I thought, boy, our troops are in there to secure more oil to fill your SUV. And so a group of moms in Marin started a little grassroots campaign called "Don't Be Fueled." 6 months after 9/11, that was our response. We said, Detroit, make us more fuel-efficient, family-friendly cars. And Detroit was saying, the big three, nobody would buy them. So we got a petition going from mothers and other concerned parents saying, we do care about our country, and we don't want to be driving these wasteful, dangerous vehicles, and telling Detroit to please make some more. And by the way, at that time, we had W saying that we can't improve CAFE standards, fuel efficiency standards. It will cost jobs and hurt the economy. So CAFE standards were not improved, and guess what? Detroit, nearly had to die before it came back, if it is coming back, and if it is, to whatever extent, it's with plants like the one that is reopened after shutting down, making the Chevy Volt, the first electric car. And so you can't believe it when you hear it's going to cost jobs. Wouldn't you think that, across the board transition to a greener economy is going to create jobs? Where is American innovation and ingenuity if it doesn't?
I mean, you got to think about the fact that the clean economy that's being built here in California is the fastest growing job sector. It's 10 times faster than any other job sector in California. I don't understand how that can be denied or refuted by anyone. If they look at the Legislative Analyst Office projections, if they look at the current numbers that they have, you got to think that where are all these statistics coming from that are for Proposition 23? Where are they coming from, and how are they being funded? And that's the main reason why I chose to approach Charles Koch and try to get him involved in a debate to see exactly where is he actually standing. When you think about the jobs market here in California, and it's actually blowing up, you have to think that other countries are also getting on this interest in clean economy.
They are.
Very important that California gets on it.
Exactly. And if nothing else, that again is another one of those ironies. If America is nothing else, it's self-interested and competitive. I mean, that's kind of our national personality, at least part of it, and a sense of entitlement that goes along with that. And so here we are, China is practically leapfrogging over us in terms of investment in clean technology, and we're going to be left behind. You would think that would appeal to the patriots out there.
Absolutely. I mean, you think about these other countries that are taking leaps and bounds, and the fact that the U.S. has done nothing but try and prevent investment into this economy, try and hold back our future interests. And for us to be competitive, we need to hop on it and keep moving forward. And California is leading that way, and Proposition 23 is standing directly in the face of that.
And how's it polling right now, Joel?
Actually, I've seen polls that lean towards both sides. The most recent poll that I've seen, it's sitting 48-32 in the favor of no. So it looks like we're winning, but with the margin of error, that can be actually a lot closer than what those percentages might signal.
I think those ads calling it the dirty energy proposition really helped, because they were saying, it's the, job killing. AB 32 is a job killer. And also, what about their insistence that, the unemployment rate has to be at 5.5% for a consecutive year, I think it was, when
most people would never believe that. I mean, people are saying, and the way they frame it like 5.5% is, you know, an acceptable number. It's an acceptable number, but throughout the history of California, we've only reached that employment percentage twice throughout the history of California. So,
with all other problems, it's unlikely to happen, unfortunately. And so, it's really you might as well be saying, let's just kill AB 32.
Pretty much. You got to think, though, and I just wanted to add on to that when you were talking about polls, that, you know, even though it's 48 to 32 on 23, it's actually, you know, with the margin of error, it's pretty close. But you got to think also about Prop 26. Prop 26 is also working with 23, so make sure that you get out there and vote no on both of those propositions. And Prop 26 polls are actually extremely close. Polluter Protection Act would cost taxpayers billions.
Well, I'm glad you threw that in, and there are lots of important issues on the ballot, and if you're one of those who's too busy to really understand all the propositions and their nuances, this being not nuanced at all, Proposition 23 and 26, just find out what your more progressive friends or green-leaning friends are voting, how they're voting, because it's really an important election. And, of course, turnout's really important in a midterm election. Have you seen projections on expected turnout overall?
No, I haven't.
Well, you know, if the Tea Party doesn't rally progressives, you know, to get out there, I don't know what's going to. It's pretty amazing how they're dominating the public discourse and media, and, you know, they're angry. They're sounding angry because they don't like what's going on in our country, which mostly George W. Bush is responsible for. They're angry because they're not in power. And it shouldn't be a Republican versus...
actually has a great ballot guide that hopefully your listeners can get out there, grab online. It's couragecampaign.org, and it'll inform you about the proposition. So if you don't have too much time to actually do some research.
Yes, and I think we need all, like I said, all thinking people to pay attention to what's going on in our country right now, because I read an article how this is similar, what's going on with the Tea Party, to the beginning of fascism and what happened in World War II with the Holocaust. And it's pretty frightening stuff, and it's not hysterical conspiracy kind of writing and thinking. It's really, you know, drawing a lot of parallels, and that's an article I think I saw on grist.org if you want to look that up. And there's a lot of important issues that stand at hand right now, and take a stand against Proposition 23, against Proposition 26, and also vote for greener politicians. That's the most important thing you can do. Those who get the environmental crises, those who are in the forefront of trying to reverse the eco tide and turn it around, that's really critical. And again, it all begins with education. If Americans really understood what was at stake for themselves and their family and their future, I think everybody would be green, forget red or blue.
Absolutely.
Okay, Joel, if our listeners would like to follow, see if anything happens, is there a website where it's being tracked, seeing if Mr. Koch takes the challenge or just chickens out?
I'd like to direct all your listeners to powervote.ca, powervote.ca.
And tell us, just we just have remaining 2 minutes, about Power Vote California. I understand that there's quite a few people mobilized against Proposition 23. Power Vote probably has a double entendre, I would imagine.
Power Vote California is actually a project of the California Student Sustainability Coalition.
Mm-hmm.
It's made up of student groups from more than 50 campuses around the state of California. So there are a lot of students actually interested in making sure that we defeat Prop 23.
And, you know, students who are graduating in probably the worst economy and job market, you know, in recent history, this is the only hope, is the green lining in the black cloud that they're faced with. And so it's critically important, not just academic.
Definitely. It's not just an academic battle. It's critically important for the future, the economic base of California. I mean, considering that it's the 10th, it's growing 10 times faster than any other job market in California. It's in the best interest of not only students, but California as well. Everyone here that we get behind making sure that we vote no on Proposition 23 and 26.
Well, thank you so much for adding your voice and your actions to this important battle. Joel Francis is a very interesting activist with a background, 5 years spent in the Marine Corps, also active in sustainability issues on campus at his school at the California State University Los Angeles campus, and also student body president. Great to see that leadership is continuing in the green arena. Good luck.
Thank you so much for your time. I appreciate it.
Been listening to The Green Front. I wish you a great green week, and go out there and vote green on Tuesday, wherever you are.